You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. And certainly to our listeners in Santa Barbara, our hearts go out to those affected by the shootings and killings up there. This show is Melting Pot, here just about every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host for the program. And normally, what we do here at the end of the month is play vinyl, all vinyl. It's kind of part of our tradition. These almost 4 years that we've been on the air here at KPFK, always playing vinyl at the end of the month. We'll be doing that for sure. This particular show, though, has a bit of a theme. Generally, these all vinyl shows, it's just, you know, me and a bag of records, and we see where the spirit takes us. But this one in particular had some particular thoughts about the records that I put into the bag, or a couple bags, in, as the case may be this time around. So they're all records that either I picked up or heard about some way are connected to the radio station I got my start at, WRES Atlanta, affectionately known as Album 88. And as I'll be talking about pretty much the whole show, because the whole show is going to be essentially dedicated to this, that station is now under attack. And more or less, one of the things that's interesting about it is the DJs themselves, the students who are on that station, they can't say anything because of their code of conduct, kind of similar to what we have, inability to say anything about what goes on here at KPFK or at Pacifica. Dirty laundry rules, that those kind of things. But I'm no longer there, and so I'll be able to talk about it and give voice to those students in Atlanta who are essentially having their station robbed away from them. And there's no way to quantify the incredible influence working at Album 88, listening to Album 88, has had on me. But what we're going to do today is play quite a bit of that and also give quite a lot of information also about the whole Save WRES campaign and Boycott GPB, which are the ones who have taken the airwaves essentially from the students. So I'm going to start the show off with the very first memory I have listening to that station. It's in 1991-ish, around then, so I was about 15 years old. And it was a period of time where I'd gotten really dissatisfied with commercial radio, mainstream music, and was really trying to search out new sounds and started listening to the left of the dial to WREK, Georgia Tech Station, WCLK in Atlanta, which was a jazz station, WRFG, which is kind of like a sister station of sorts to KPFK, and also to WRES, Album 88. And one of the first things that really associated with the station and their sound was this song, something that I had on a tape recorded and didn't figure out what exactly it was until actually I was working at the station and was at a birthday party for one of the other DJs, and another one of the DJs put this record on, and I flipped out because finally after years, something like 5 or 6 years at that point, I'd finally found this piece of music. And it's a record that I've actually played quite a bit on this show, 20th anniversary of it. Played it. It's from Talk Talk. Laughingstock is the name of it. And you're hearing it right now on KPFK and Melting Pot. Tribute to WRES, Album 88. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot at 90.7 FM. The music you heard a moment ago is from Max Roach, from a record called Percussion Bittersweet, released on the Impulse record label, with vocals from Abby Lincoln and trumpet work from Booker Little. Garvey's Ghost, the name of the track. And Max Roach, one of my personal heroes, and somebody who I wouldn't have met if not for the radio station I worked at in the mid-1990s, WRES Alm 88. And just an incredible, incredible artist. Also in the set, music from Talk Talk, from their album Laughing Stock, released in 1991. Ascension Day, the name of the song. It's a record that we actually paid tribute to on this show a few years ago. At the 20th anniversary of it, dedicated a whole show to it, including some rare interviews with Mark Hollis of Talk Talk. And again, something that I heard when I was a wee lad on the radio, and something that really started my love affair with non-commercial radio and with music that's a little far out. In the background, music from Booker T and the MGs. LA Jazz Song, the name of this. It comes from the record Melting Pot, which is what this show is called. The song from them is our title theme. Generally, it's what we play at the start of every single show. It's kind of a classic b-boy breakbeat kind of song, and something that one of the DJs at that particular station also once again turned me on to. At the time when I got there, I was 18 years old when I started working at that station, and thought I knew quite a bit about music, and didn't know a damn thing about music, actually, and learned just a ton from working on a variety of different shows. One of the first artists that I remember really getting hip to when I got there from working on a blues show there called Crossroads was Dr. John. There had been a recent kind of retrospective of his music called Moskoicious, and I just flipped out for that. I flipped out, you know, quite a lot, which, you know, those of you who listen to the show likely could tell. You'll certainly hear quite a bit of it here and today. And again, this show is dedicated to the station that I started at in Atlanta. It's called Alm 88. WRAS are the call letters. And recently, the administration at Georgia State University decided to essentially sell out the station, at least half of the station. Didn't tell any of the students. It's one of the largest student-run radios in the entire country at 100,000 watts, and really legendary in a lot of ways. And so there's a campaign trying to get this reversed, and I'll be talking about it quite a bit throughout the show. Save RAS is the name of it, and it's got a Twitter handle at hashtag SaveWRAS, and the website where you can find out more information about what's going on is also just save, SaveWRAS.com. I'm going to start this next set, as I mentioned, with music from Dr. John, from his debut record, more or less his debut record, Grigri. The name of this one is Mama Rue, and you're hearing it right now on KPFK 90.7 FM, show dedicated to Alm 88 and students at RAS.
Mama Rue, she was the queen of the little red, white, and blue.
Mama Rue,
she was the queen of the little red, white, and blue. Ooh, get your spy, boy. Prepare yourself to die, boy. Medicine man got a heap strong power. You know better than to mess with me. Like a rival, la 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 la, like a rival, la 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 la. If you see a spy boy sitting in the bush, mess him on his head and give him a push. Get out the dishes, get out the pan. Move he fast for the medicine man. Try la 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 holla, walla, trolla, walla, walla, won't jump. The queen is coming, by me. The queen is coming to West Paso Way. Better not get in the way. Got the second line fever today. Sang a wham, bam, hang the hand. Come on down, but follow me. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So come on, brother, follow me.
Mama Ru,
she was the queen of the little, little white and blue.
Mama Ru,
she was the queen of the little, little white and blue. Come on, boy, now follow me. Wham, bam, hang the hand. Come on, boy, now follow me. And wham, bam, spray and sand. Come on, boy, now follow me. Thank you.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they act that wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
they slip into the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they act that wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
they slip into the cracks, yeah, we all lose. I saw it in the news, how many falling from the flus and the old school blues. How could you choose not to help another? Stereotypes of evil brothers on the covers to distort your thought. The fear spreads like butter. The point of the matter is when shit drops and splatters, time to change how you think. If you don't want to stink, we're all in the same boat and choke on the same smoke. Forever love your child and from your inches will come miles of advancement. For the reprimanded victims of systems. Now listen, in my 18 years too many people I am missing. A name from the list, another nurse not at Fisk. He might not be able to read, but he can sure wash a dish. It's not a pleasant model for the people who taught Plato or Plato. What the hell do they know? We knew God before Christ. Been through more crap than dice. If it's too heavy ass clever, we gotta stick together.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they act that wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
they slipping through the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they act that wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
they slipping through the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
I'm standing lost like giant. The hospital just got on another client. How many mothers gotta stand in front of the stone crying? Cause we just lost another soldier going out for dolo. Because he lost his kin and his friends, now he's solo. Flying through the breeze like a leaf, let's be brief. The village is trapped, what can we do to have each other back? For us, we bust the trust in the heart from start to end. Listen to the message that I send, coming from the ATLGA Southwest. And when you raise your feet, you best to do your best. Nevertheless, the test will start when you depart your heart from the area you should be carrying your own weight. The opposition of hate. Wait, my child was in the village, now she's on top like the ceiling. I thank you for going to intermission, doing the killing.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they act that wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the innocent youth,
they slipping through the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they act that wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the innocent youth,
they slipping through the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
It takes a village, not an individual. We forgot about the spiritual, steadily trying to please the physical. What about the metaphysical? Helping families out the situation that they living through. But you, steady reaching for that pie, got swallowed by the sky. Keep passing all your peoples by. You preach to each to pull themselves up out their seats, but it's a lot of brothers trying to find some food to eat. Your lack of responsibility for your community got the child running free and raised by modern technology. And you're a fraction, relaxing, tripping off affirmative action, paying taxes. The barrios need patching, cause the deal's what's the real in the ghetto, where the souls of black folks is choking off that crack smoke. So mama's choking, don't wanna go home because it's broken. And so I write to keep myself in focus, supposing I'm boasting, because I live to see 20 left the ghetto, but it's still up in me. But y'all don't hear me. It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they act that wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
they slipping through the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they acting wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
they slipping through the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they acting wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
they slipping through the cracks, yeah, we all lose.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child. Don't say they acting wild if you ain't walk that mile.
In the shoes of the inner city youth,
slipping through the cracks.
It takes a whole village just to raise one child.
Listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. today's show here at the end of the month, where we generally are all on vinyl. It's kind of a special all vinyl show, this one with strong connections to the place I cut my teeth as a DJ in the 1990s, WRES Atlanta, Album 88, which just recently has essentially been cut in half, is the way that they're selling it right now. Half of the day given over to a public broadcasting channel over in Georgia, and then the students have everything from after 7 o'clock, but there's no indication that that's going to stand. And right now, people are trying to get organized and trying to protect it and trying to save it. And so this is kind of a save RAS kind of tribute show, trying to do my part even out here in California and let people know. Because this is something, you know, we just got finished with a fundraiser here at KPFK. And the freedom we have as DJs is entirely connected to you guys supporting us in those fundraisers. And all of you who supported us, we are eternally thankful for you because you allow us to be on the air. In many instances, non-commercial radio exists because of the listener support that it gets, some public money that it gets, and in some cases with student radio, it exists because of funding that essentially comes from student fees and goes to various student media organizations on campus. In this instance, and in several other instances around this country, we started to see this happen much more in the last 4 or 5 years, where universities have started to essentially sell their student radio to the highest bidder. It happened at KUSF in San Francisco, which now is essentially owned by KUSC. It happened at WRVU at Vanderbilt, which was an amazing station, a station that actually influenced me. It's a station that those of you who know Stone's Throw and know Egon at Stone's Throw, Egon got his start over at WRVU. That station is no more. There's quite a few college stations, non-commercial stations that are going away. And this one in particular, it hits home because it's the place where I started, and thinking that the world in a very short period of time, maybe without that particular avenue, is really, really something that bothers me, bothers a lot of people. And if you're a fan of non-commercial radio, if you're a fan of this kind of station, then, you know, it's the kind of thing that you need to be made aware of. And especially if it happens, you know, if it can happen at WRES, it can happen at KXLU, it can happen at KLX at Berkeley, it can happen to any college station. And so this is a period of time where hopefully people are going to get organized and start to change things. And this, again, is kind of a tribute show, playing some of the music that came my way simply because I happen to have worked at that amazing station, and just the incredible influence that it had on me. In the last set, you heard music from an Atlanta underground group called Dat Boo. Only 12-inch, I think, that they released. Maybe they released another thing. They were headed up by DJ Kemet, who was once a member of Arrested Development. Village, the name of the song. One of the long-standing shows at Album 88 is a show called Rhythm and Vibes, and was one of the first shows to play Outkast, really the first show in the country to really break out Atlanta hip-hop and hip-hop from the South. And a lot of independent artists came through on that show when, at a period of time, there was no hip-hop on the radio. And the DJs who worked on that show were a massive influence on me and how I hear music, and were the ones who really got me interested in vinyl and trying to dig and collect and all these different things. Completely different life I would have had if not for them. Yvonne Boogaloo, Joe Jones, ahead of that, Sweet Back, the name of the song, taken off of a Bag of Goodies collection, also on a record of the same name, Sweet Back, on the Joker record label. But that one is tough to find. And start things off with Dr. John from his record Gree Gree. The song you heard was Mama Roo. I want to start this next set off with another artist that I discovered working at Album 88. And in the period of time that I was there, 1993 to 1998, they still had records, still played records, and the walls of the studio were just surrounded by records. There were records everywhere. There were records that nobody played anymore, and those were my favorite records because nobody had even looked in those records in like 10 years, and there were incredible records in there. Well, one of the records that thankfully was in the studio was a record from Gil Scott-Heron. And without working there, I never would have heard of Gil Scott-Heron. Maybe it would have come around another way. But as I'll tell you a little bit later on, who knows what kind of life I would have had if I hadn't have worked at Album 88. So I'm going to start this next set off with Gil Scott-Heron. From the first minute of A New Day record he did with Brian Jackson and the Midnight Band. The name of the song is Must Be Something, which I think is a very appropriate one given the situation. And if you're interested in kind of the story of what's going on in Atlanta with this radio station, once again, the website is savewras.com. Here's music from Gil Scott-Heron on a tribute to Album 88 here, KPFK in Melting Pot.
Thank you.
Music from Pharoah Sanders in the background. Astral Traveling, the name of it. Actually taking this off of a sampler that Impulse put out called Irrepressibly Impulsive. Irrepressible Impulses, sorry. Also in the set, music from Simande from their self-titled debut record, Getting It Back. The name of the song, and Gil Scott-Heron, Must Be Something. Both of those tracks, in some ways, kind of dedicated to the theme of the show today, which is all about radio station where I grew up listening to it and became a DJ, completely changed my path, all the different things that I wanted to do. Still got those stories to share in the second hour. This station is in Atlanta and essentially just got cut in half where the students no longer have control. The movement is called Save WRAS. Hashtag Save WRAS and SaveWRAS.com. There's an online petition there already with 10,000 signatures and hoping to get many, many more. And I'll talk more about the situation students are facing out in Georgia connected to that. Here, we don't have those issues because this is radio powered by the people. KPFK, you're the ones who own this. You're the ones who control it. You're the ones who keep us on the air. And we thank you sincerely for that. Hear it. 90.7 FM, Los Angeles, 98.7 FM, Santa Barbara, KPFK.